dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
On February 16th, from PureFlix,
Samson, chosen by the living God,
a hero will rise.
He has the strength of a god. I saw it with my own eyes.
My name is Samson, and you will face the wrath of God.
Samson, rated PG-13, may be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters February 16th. For tickets and information, go to samson.movie.
The Pentagon receives the biggest budget request in recent times on Monday, with more than $700 billion to add thousands of new troops, new weapons, higher pay and benefits, and upgrade existing resources. It's also believed to be more in defense spending than the two nations cited as America's biggest threats, China and Russia, combined spending. The money, part of the Trump administration's $4.4 trillion budget request, would provide the Pentagon $617 billion in its base budget and about $60 billion for overseas operations accounts. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders emphasizing Monday that the president supports victims of domestic violence, a statement that comes as the West Wing's response to former aide Rob Porter enters its second week. The president supporting victims of domestic violence, she says, believing that anybody should be treated fairly and with due process. The comment coming after Trump told reporters in the Oval Office on Friday that the White House hopes Porter, who has been accused of abusing two of his ex-wives, has a wonderful career. Critics say the president's remarks coming off as tone deaf. This is USA Radio News.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here to tell you about KFC's $10 chicken shares. They're perfect to share with those special people in your life. Choose from 6 pieces of my Kentucky Fried Chicken, 9 extra crispy tenders, 12 hot wings, or a bunch of popcorn nuggets. So grab your buddy, your cousin, your dad, your college roommate, or my friend Joan, and head to KFC. Are you there yet? Okay, good. Now get to sharing and eating. KFC's $10 chicken shares. It's finger-licking good.
At participating KFCs only. Hot wings not available at all locations. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
The Foundation for Individual Rights, known as FIRE, releases the list of America's 10 worst colleges for free speech. John Clements has more.
Each year, colleges across the country find dubious ways to silence student and faculty expression. I spoke to Marika Todhill-Bakun of FIRE, who tells us the annual list that is on their website has a dual purpose.
One, put pressure on the schools to make changes, but also to highlight the trends that we see at college campuses nationwide to bring attention to some of the ways that free speech does come under attack.
I'm John Clemens.
If you've been around for a while, you'll remember a popular comedian that's just passed away, USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
Kinky-haired, baby-faced Marty Allen rose to fame as half of the comedy duo Allen and Rossi in the 50s and 60s, but he and partner Steve Rossi amicably split in 1968, and Allen began a solo comedy career.
I come back here right in the lot outside. A woman walks over. You're really Marty Allen? Yes, ma'am. Is this the way you look when you're not on television? Yes, ma'am. Thank goodness. I thought there was something wrong with my glasses.
Allen also did some dramatic acting, appearing on many TV dramas, and became known as the darling of daytime TV for many appearances on game shows like Hollywood Squares. Allen died in Las Vegas on Monday at the age of 95. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And I'm John DeMaster for USA Radio News.
This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Hot and Hunted In every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Hot and Hunted In provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
You're watching and listening to the internet program called Teachable Moments in Business here at the Hunterdon Chamber program. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host for this afternoon, and I would like to introduce you to my guest, who is a very special person who has a lot of interesting information to share with us today. Tatiana Rolli, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
It's a great opportunity and a great privilege to have you here in our offices and our studio, because I know you're busy. Tatiana just launched a brand new medical practice called Optimal Health Direct Patient Care, and it's a new, I think, approach in medical care that we need to be aware of, because it's an option that people do have. So before we really get into the conversation, we have to we have a message from one of our sponsors. We have a short weather report, and then we'll get into our discussion.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host for this afternoon. Just as a quick reminder about the weather, and of course it's Tuesday, February 13th, the day before Valentine's Day. It's sunny outside, although there are some mixed clouds, with a high of 39 degrees. The winds are light and variable, and I think the rest of the day will be relatively mild. After that, we're beginning to have a good day to attend, well, good time to evening this, good weather this evening. I'm getting tongue-tied here. Partly cloudy this evening with a low of about 29 degrees. On Wednesday, there will be intervals of clouds and sunshine with a high near 52 degrees, winds southwest from 5 to 10 miles per hour. And then Wednesday night, there will be some light rain, giving way to foggy conditions overnight with a low of 41. When I come back for the next weather report, we'll get into an extended weather forecast. So, Tatiana, thank you for being here.
Thank you for inviting me.
And it's you and I met at several business events, networking events, and some activities at the Raritan Valley Community College. Mm-hmm. So we've already connected in two locations, which is great. And you have a lot to share with people. You are out there building awareness for your practice so that you can attract patients who really need and want the kind of services that you offer. Mm-hmm. So I'm not sure where we should begin. Maybe we should hear about you first and why you decided to launch this kind of a practice.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'll just give you a brief introduction. So I'm originally from Belarus. It's a country in Eastern Europe. Moved to this country when I was 18. I attended a college, St. Joseph's in Brooklyn, then moved over to Missouri to attend a medical school, and came back to their Northeast for my medical residency, which I did in New Jersey, and specialized in internal medicine, which is primary care for adults. And I learned about this type of practice back when I was in residency, and I thought it was a brilliant idea. It's not something that we hear about every day, but it's something that the doctors throughout the country are doing more and more frequently. So after I finished residency, I took a position with Lehigh Valley Hospital, worked there for a couple of years, was really not happy with the way the practice was running and with their expectations the patients and the doctors were receiving. So I decided to follow my dream and launch a direct primary care practice.
So you're launching your practice over in Knoxville, Pennsylvania, which is not too far from here. You're from, do you live near Flemington?
Yeah, I live in Frenchtown.
Oh, Frenchtown, okay. Mm-hmm. So you're just across the river pretty much from Knoxville?
Yes.
I would think, yeah. And what kind of a location did you find there in Knoxville?
So it's a small business office. It's actually inside a Life Storage, inside of their business office. So it's not a traditional medical office, and that's one of their ways I wanted to convey. I don't want it to be a traditional medical practice. So you'll see a large waiting room, and you'll see a large and spacious patient room. Mm-hmm. Again, since I only have one patient at a time, I don't need to have five different rooms with patients waiting for me.
Oh, that's okay. So that's good. They get attention when they walk in the door.
Absolutely.
And you have scheduled them so that you're waiting for them to arrive.
Yes. So I schedule them 30 minutes to 1 hour. Everybody gets a lot of attention, unlike in traditional medical practice where a lot of times you get to see a doctor for 7 to 10 minutes. And because I'm able to schedule patients that way, I'm able to stay on the schedule. So you actually almost never have to wait in the waiting room to see me.
Yeah, that's really good. Mm-hmm. So you, share with us your your designation. You are a doctor of osteopathic medicine.
Yes,
DO,
correct.
After your name.
Mm-hmm.
And what I had when I studied your background, which is really very comprehensive and very interesting, one of the statistics I found was that with approximately 1 million licensed physicians in the U.S., the vast majority, 9 in 10, are MDs, whereas you are a DO.
Mm-hmm.
Can you explain the difference to our audience?
Yes, absolutely. So MDs and DOs are both medical doctors, so we go to medical school after college, which takes 4 years. And in addition to traditional medicine, we learn osteopathic manipulative therapy, which is hands-on approach to diagnosis and treatment of certain conditions.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was applying to medical school, I was really interested in a little more holistic approach, so that's why I decided to go this route. This works really well for musculoskeletal problems, so a lot of patients with lower back pain, neck pain, etc., can really decrease or even avoid the medications that they can use if they receive the regular treatment.
Mm-hmm.
It works for some other conditions as well, for patients who have cold, bronchitis, ear pain. There are certain techniques that we can use to help.
Hmm. Well, that's, you know, sometimes when I go to a doctor, you go in, you explain why you're there, mm-hmm. to the receptionist. You walk in, you talk about your problem, and they don't bother to look at your records. And in doing so, they might uncover other areas that should be explored or discussed.
Mm-hmm.
But you're there for that one thing,
mm-hmm.
and then you leave.
Right.
It sounds to me like you have the time to really go over the records that a patient may have, to ask them questions and, mm-hmm. and to make certain observations, but maybe about things that they hadn't even thought about discussing with you.
Right, absolutely. My practice will have a much smaller panel of patients. An average outpatient physician carries 2,000 to 2,500 of patients. I will have maximum of 600 and probably even less than that.
Yeah.
So I really get to know everyone. And if you have more than one issue to discuss, you're welcome to do that during one visit.
Yeah.
You don't have to come back.
That's very good. So they once they somehow become a member or sign into the services that you offer, how does that work? Is there like a subscription or a membership fee or how
right.
does that work?
Right. So it's a subscription model. So I do not accept insurance, but I do charge a low monthly fee, which is $85 for an adult, and then there are discounts for additional family members,
mm-hmm.
and there are discounts for small businesses who join. So in return, you get longer appointments, 30 minutes to 1 hour. I can get to see you same or next business day for a sick visit, so a lot of times you're able to avoid going to urgent care or even emergency room,
mm-hmm.
and can save on the bill right there. You can get a hold of me via phone, text, email. We can even do a telemedicine visit for some issues, so sometimes you may not even have to come to the office. In addition, I dispense medications in the office at wholesale prices. So again, patients get 80 to 90% discounts. And we negotiated cash prices on radiology and blood work.
So that was one of the questions I have when you're doing taking blood tests or doing any kind of X-rays or any other technology services. Mm-hmm. Do you have to send people out then to get that done, or do you have equipment with in your own practice?
I draw the blood for most of the patients, and
yeah.
then some may choose to go to the lab, but I'm able to draw the blood.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have any imaging equipment, so they have to go to a facility.
Mm-hmm.
But again, as I said, the prices that we have negotiated are significantly
yeah.
much cheaper. And I'll just give an example. Last year, I was still employed, so I still had a regular insurance through my employer. But as most of us, we have a pretty high deductible, so I had to take my daughter for an ultrasound, and we ended up paying $1,200. And because we didn't meet the deductible, it was still cash. Now, if I took her to this facility, it would have been $175.
Oh, my goodness. That's quite a difference.
Yeah, it's a big difference.
Wow, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that as time goes on, we'll see more practices like the one that you mm-hmm. have launched?
Yes, absolutely. So this has really been a growing moment for the last at least 5 to 7 years, especially the last couple of years. I see a big growth, and a lot of doctors who are doing it are very passionate about moving this forward and helping others. So everybody's really helpful And we definitely will see a lot more practices throughout like that.
You talked about passion and being and those who might be driven by the passion of helping people. And I mentioned to you before we came online that people buy into what you do because they see that passion that you have for it. So they buy what you do and right. buy your attitude toward it. So that's obviously where you're coming from, mm-hmm. that you truly want to be helpful to people and offer them the alternatives that they may not have had offered to them in the past. So that's really interesting. I live in northern Hunterdon County. I would love to see a practice like that surface up where I live. Maybe someday that may happen. We're going to break for some of our sponsors, and then I will be coming back.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
You're listening to and watching Teachable Moments in Business here on the Hunterdon Chamber Internet Radio Station. Teachable Moments in Business came about because I have a passion. We talked about passion a few seconds ago. I have a passion for helping business owners either launch or sustain the businesses that they have and give them tips on how they can achieve their goals. So because there aren't a lot of places to go to get this kind of information, would you agree with me? I mean, you've decided to open up your own business. Mm-hmm. You have the medical background. You have the experience, but you hadn't had the experience, perhaps, of having your own business.
Absolutely not. We have zero business education in medical school.
Yeah, and that's not unusual. It's amazing how many professional fields give the training, but not how to start a business. One thing, I have a son who's a pharmacist, and when he was in pharmacy school, he took an elective on how to open up a pharmacy. I thought, well, that was refreshing because typically professionals are not trained in how to launch their own practice or their own businesses. So first of all, you've had to put two and two together in terms of how to start a business, mm-hmm. but you also have to reach out to attract patients.
Right.
So can you share with us some of the things that you're doing, both in educating yourself as well as finding patients?
Okay. So as I said, I'm fortunate to be a part of a very passionate group of doctors who is trying to move this movement forward. So they're all very willing to share their secrets and a lot of files and documents available on how to start the business. So the educational part was easy. I mean, implementing that still took a lot of time, but at least I had someone to bounce ideas off.
That's very good.
Now the marketing part, that's my biggest problem right now. So really trying to get out there and spread the word and educate the public on this type of practice. Majority of people have never heard of this concept. So I'm going to different networking events and trying to connect with small business owners and see if I can help them.
Mm-hmm.
In addition, I'm using social media. So I have a Facebook page and I'm posting on Instagram. I do post some videos once in a while. So that's really my main marketing right now. My next step is to go out to small business owners and to talk to them face-to-face and educate them and see how it would be beneficial for them to join the practice.
Yeah. Well, as far as setting up the business, getting the help from other professionals who have already been there and done it, so to speak, is really good because as a small business owner, you have the administrative side of the business. You have obviously need there may be computer programs that you need for appointments and for keeping records of your patients, bookkeeping, all the administrative things that one has to do. And there's more than I would ever know in a medical practice, I'm sure, that you need to be aware of. When it comes to marketing your business, multiple exposures are critical. So you and I met through education programs at Raritan Valley Community College, which is a place where you've been able to connect with some people, which is good. Also through the networking groups for women, you and I met through BW Nice. And I'm a member of that as well as the BIG group, which is another group for women in New Jersey. And then, of course, there's the Chambers of Commerce. So here you are, the chamber, and this will give some exposure to you, you know, to the chamber members. And then you mentioned some organizations in Pennsylvania where you're beginning to make some connections.
Right. Yes. Yeah. So I'm a part of two networking groups in Pennsylvania: Quakertown Business Networking Group and at Bonn, Eastern Pennsylvania Business Owners Networking Association. So.
Yeah. So those are all very good. Marketing's education, and so you're in a position where you have to teach people how to use your services. You have to teach them about what it is and then how to use the service. And that's challenging when somebody has been doing things a certain way in the past to get them to change their thinking, I think is difficult. In fact, I teach sales classes on selling techniques. Mm-hmm. And toward the end of the class, I gave a list of about, it's like 9 or 10 things that have to happen to get a sale. And I think that the last one I mentioned to my students is, in my opinion, the most difficult one. And that is that people have to be willing to change the way they do business. And that's going to happen through a repeated exposure mm-hmm. to your message. And the more often that you are there, and of course it's important to surround your target audience. Once you determine who the audience is that you want to reach out to, you need to encircle them with an awareness. And at every turn, they're going to see you and hear about you, and they're going to say, aha, I've heard of this practice. And then at that point, they'd be more likely to knock on your door. The fact that you have social media is important through Facebook, or are you on LinkedIn also?
I do have a page on LinkedIn. Yeah. I'm not really active at this point.
Yeah. That might be something for you to do. And then you mentioned the video. Mm-hmm. You have YouTube videos?
Yes.
Which is really important. And, of course, what you want them to do when they listen to and read these exposures that you have is to get them to come to your website mm-hmm. so that they see firsthand what it is that you offer. So today I attended a seminar not too long ago where it was emphasized that you don't own your content on Facebook, but you do own your website. So you want people to go there because you want them to be given, it's a call to action. You want them to come to your website to learn how to sign up perhaps for an appointment to get into your program. So all of these things are really important. Have you determined what the radius of draw might be for your practice?
Yeah, so again, based on the experience of other physicians who are having similar types of practice, they do have patients driving to them up to an hour. Because it's such a different model, some patients are willing to drive quite a distance.
That's interesting. Mm-hmm. So within the radius of draw, you have to look for opportunities to get exposures. And it could be through the networking groups. It could be through some business like Rotaries or some other organizations such as that. It might be through some local papers where you might be able to get some press releases and to give information about the practice and to encourage them, again, the call to action to go to the website so that they can learn more. Can you think of other things that you're going to be doing eventually?
The press release, it actually went out last week, I think the big part for me is just going out in the immediate community and probably providing health talks on just different topics that patients want to hear and really just getting myself out there.
Is there an age range that you're especially suited to serve?
Yeah, so I cannot see any children because I'm only trained in adult medicine. So I'm seeing patients, adults 18 and plus.
Mm-hmm.
At this point, I cannot see any patients who have Medicare because while my practice is growing, I am working part-time. So I haven't opted out of Medicare yet. So I'm really focusing on 25 to 55-year-olds mm-hmm. right now.
Well, I think in some cases you hear of younger people not having health insurance. And I think with the laws have changed now where they don't have to pay a penalty for not having insurance?
I believe it didn't go into effect yet. I think they say next year.
Is that what it is? Yeah. I'm out of that loop, so I'm not sure how that works. But certainly there are people that are going to need your help and your expertise that perhaps don't have other options.
Right.
So the question, I guess, is finding them and reaching out to them. I think giving talks certainly to in different groups. It could be to senior citizen centers, or it could be in the community centers where you might, or libraries. You can use a room at a library as long as you're not charging for it.
Yeah.
To give a talk.
Yeah, my plan is probably starting next month. I will have workshops maybe every other month at the beginning.
Yeah.
And I'm connecting with different people who can we work beneficially for both my and their practice, nutritionists or other holistic providers, so we can work together and have workshops done for the patients. Another marketing tool I remembered, I'm sponsoring some 5K events in the area.
Uh-huh.
So there is one coming up in March. And then I do have a booth at their Chamber of Commerce in Upper Bucks County during the event in March as well.
That's excellent. See, that's the kind of those are the kinds of things I like to see. It's very diverse. It's a diverse approach that you're using, which is really good. I've had clients and people that I've interviewed who have gone to companies and put on programs like in a lunch and learn environment, and that might be something that you could do eventually.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. Just getting out there and providing educational lunch for their employees.
Yeah, you could do that. I used to, years ago, I coached a company that was a fitness company. They were out in Colorado. They had about three very sizable facilities, and they would go into different corporations and get the companies to endorse their facility and their services. They may have given a discount, which you may not be able to do, but there may be some kind of an incentive that the a corporation could present to their employees, and it wouldn't cost them anything, but it would make them heroes in the eyes of their of their employees, and of course they want their employees to be healthy.
Right. So I do have a program, as I mentioned, for small business owners. So if they sign up five or more employees, they're cost is $60 a month per person, and they can include their spouses. And if they sign up 10 or more, it's $50 per person. And it's up to the small business owner to decide whether they want to fully pay that fee or whether they want to split it with the employee. And again, that's one of the ways for small business owners to attract employees, because not a lot of businesses are doing that. And it's not a really significant cost. You're able to stand out among other businesses. Plus, they'll be able to reduce the absenteeism from work because, as I said, if the patient needs to see me, they just drive to my office, they're in and out. They don't have to wait for an hour to see me, or if it's something minor, we can do a telemedicine visit, and they don't even have to leave work.
That's wonderful for businesses to offer. And now with the incentives that the government is giving businesses, theoretically there may be some funding available to support that. Look at some companies are giving bonuses to their employees, or did so, I guess, at the first of the year. So that's kind of interesting. It's an interesting turn of events that really could be beneficial for the employers as well as for the their employees. Mm-hmm. I love the part about being able to see people over the internet. Mm-hmm. So how do you set that up?
So again, it's part of their electronic medical system that I use. There's a system specifically designed for this type of practice. Helps you. So again, eliminates a lot of requirements that we have for the insurance world, since we don't need to deal with that anymore. Allows you to keep a good inventory of medications that we're dispensing, and provides the video, safe video connection.
I love that. That takes saves.
If you text me or email, it goes straight in your file.
Yeah, that is awesome. So in other words, you have. You've purchased the services of that type of program.
Yes.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
I would love to be able to just talk to a doctor over the telephone instead of having to wait in a waiting room.
Right.
That's worth its weight in gold for some people.
Absolutely. And again, it's the doctor who knows you. It's not Teladoc or MVEL where you call a random doctor who has no idea who you are and where you're coming from. I mean, we already have a relationship, and if it's a minor problem that doesn't require you to come to see me, we can definitely take care of it.
That's really... Well, I'm fighting a cold right now, and I went to my family practice, and I saw somebody who had a PA who I'd never met before, and he prescribed an antibiotic for me, which I think was the right thing to do because I've been through this kind of... situation in the past. But I made the comment to him that I've been tracking my blood tests for 20 years on an Excel spreadsheet. And he looked at me by surprise. Well, I've given that to the practice.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, he never saw it.
Right.
And because I've been tracking my blood test results for so many years, there was one of the elements in my blood that they test, mm-hmm. I had a question about. And yet the doctors had been given my spreadsheet.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, I drew attention to the doctor I was seeing at the time. This goes back a couple of years ago now. I said, how come this one count is kind of low? It's in the red area.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, oh, yeah, maybe we ought to have it checked out. It had been on my spreadsheet. And nobody said a word.
Right.
So you would pick that up.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, again, coming from the conveyor belt medicine, it's very easy to overlook something.
Yeah.
But if I have so much more time to spend with a patient.
That is awesome. Wow. Okay. We're gonna break for the news and some weather, and we'll be back.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
I hope we can do DACA. That's currently up. Everybody's in there working hard on it right now. I think we have a chance to do DACA, very bipartisan. I think that can happen.
President Trump calling for a solution on DACA, meeting with members of Congress today, saying he wants to protect dreamers but also tighten immigration rules and build a border wall. Republicans agree with that proposal. Democrats only want a path to citizenship for Dreamers. National Intelligence Director Dan Coats testifying on Capitol Hill about threats from China and Russia. The intelligence community alleging that the Kremlin ordered a campaign to influence the 2016 election. The president questioning the assessment as investigators have turned up no evidence to support that. Coats saying,
Russia perceived that its past efforts as successful and views the 2018 U.S. midterm elections as a potential target for Russian influence operations.
Investigations turning up no evidence of hacking. This is USA Radio News.
Are you paying too much for your Medicare Part D prescriptions? At Walgreens, that's a question you won't have to ask. As a preferred pharmacy with many plans nationwide, Walgreens offers copays as low as $0 on select plans. So switching your prescriptions to Walgreens will be worth the trip. Millions of people have Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy in their network, so you could be saving big. Switch your prescriptions and start saving today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. $0 copays apply to Tier 1 generics.
I'm a squeaky toy, and I've got one job, getting chomped on by this little ankle sniffer. So pardon me for feeling inept compared to Geico, who does so much more. Like, while I'm getting slobbered on, Geico is creating cool technology like their mobile app, which lets people pay their bills or file a claim. Plus, Geico is the fastest growing auto insurer for the last 10 years. Is it too much for me to ask for one more feature? Fast and friendly claim service like Geico, maybe? Oh, great. I'm getting buried again.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
You're listening to Teachable Moments of Business, and you're watching us, hopefully. Thank you for being here today. Today is kind of nice outside, so it's been mild, with a high of 39 degrees, which I guess is nice considering the time of the year this is. Tomorrow, we're looking at intervals of clouds and sunshine with a high near 52, light rain in the evening for Valentine's Day. Then let's take a look at Thursday. Thursday, cloudy with a high near 63 degrees, winds west-southwest from 5 to 10 miles per hour. And then on Thursday night, we're looking at showers maybe come early with a steady rain, a low of about 48 degrees, and there's the chance of rain is about 70%. So I guess you need to have your umbrella and your raincoat handy for then. Let's take a look at Friday. Cloudy with occasional light rain, maybe probably in the morning. With a chance of rain is at about 80%. And then Friday night, though, the skies will be partly cloudy with a low of 24 degrees. And from what I've heard, Saturday and Sunday may be mild. So let's keep that hopefully that'll be what will happen. We have with my guest, Tatiana Rolli, who is a doctor of osteopathic medicine, who has just launched a brand new practice in Ottsville, Pennsylvania, Optimal Health Direct Patient Care. And we had talked, Tatiana, about who the ideal patients would be that you want to serve. And so if you want to kind of give us a little overview of that.
Absolutely. So I'm very passionate about wellness and prevention. So I'm looking for patients who want to take control of their health. I believe a lot of times medications are being overprescribed, especially for some diseases of civilization like high blood pressure, diabetes, cholesterol. I believe a lot of those patients can get off those medications with proper lifestyle intervention. And since I have so much more time now to spend with the patient, I really want to help them achieve their optimal health. Now, coming to the insurance part, I mean, it definitely will work great for someone who is underinsured or does not have an insurance or has an insurance with a really high deductible. And if your deductible is $6,000, $7,000, $8,000 a year, chances are you'll never reach it in a given year. So you'll end up paying cash over inflated insurance prices for all the services that you need. And if, God forbid, you have to go to the urgent care emergency room, your bill will be at least $1,000. I mean, if you don't have any diagnostic tests, and if more, it's even more. So a lot of times I'll be able to help patients avoid the visit to the urgent care or even emergency room and save them the money right there. And for those who do have a really good insurance, that's great. Actually, statistically speaking, most of the patients who join this type of practice throughout the country do have insurance. They join it for the time and the access of the physician. They're tired of really conveyor belt medicine when you're in and out. You never know who you're going to see. You never know when you're going to hear back from your doctor. They want to be able to get in the office, spend ample time with the doctor and not in the waiting room. And plus access, they want to be able to call, email, text, or do a telemedicine visit with their doctor on their time. Again, if they travel, If you're somewhere in Florida and you have a problem, you can call and text. We can help you.
It's really, and I'm thinking about the people that you're referencing. It would seem to me that busy executives, men and women, would really benefit from the time saving factor. The fact
yes.
that they can see you for the hour to discuss all the concerns that they have, but also to be able to go over the internet and to talk to you that way.
Right.
That to me, I mean, if they're traveling, that's a problem. I have traveled and then got sick someplace. I remember I was in, I think it was in Chicago, and I had every so often I'll get a blood, a bladder infection. Mm-hmm. Not too often, maybe once every couple years. And here I was in Chicago. I had to call the doctor in New Jersey, mm-hmm. and I couldn't get hold of them. And when I finally did, of course, then I had to go to a drugstore to get the medication. But when there's certain medical issues that need attention right away, otherwise they get worse.
Right. And again, we have I'll be able to help you find either the closest
urgent
care or emergency room where you need to go, or as I said, there are doctors throughout the country, and a lot of them will see as a courtesy for one extra low fee patients who travel.
Yeah.
So I'll be able to direct you to other doctors who have this type of practice if they're somewhere near the area where you travel.
It's interesting. You know, when I'm on Medicare now, and I have a wraparound with Horizon Blue Cross, but when our younger son was still at home and in college and I'm self-employed, mm-hmm. I was, and this goes back a couple years ago, fortunately, I don't have the expense. I was paying over $13,000 a year for health insurance for the three of us. And that was 5-10 years ago that I was paying that kind of money. So it would seem to me that someone who's self-employed would really benefit from your program,
yes.
both in terms of the cost of health care plus the time, because self-employed people, first of all, they can't afford to get sick, as you know. And then secondly, it's sitting in a doctor's office is not earning money.
Right, exactly. And they will really benefit if they combine this type of practice with their high deductible plan.
Yeah.
And that's actually the way insurance was designed to be. That's how we used to do it many years ago, except at that time they were paying just cash for one-time visit. There was no membership model, but it was still the basic idea. You just had insurance for your catastrophic coverage. So if you have the high deductible insurance, you really have a lot of saving on month-to-month basis on your premium, and
right.
then you just pay for the direct primary care access, and there are a lot of savings.
That's really interesting. It would be, are you planning to put together any case studies, of financial case studies to show people?
I do have financial case studies available.
Do you really?
On PowerPoint, yeah.
That's, what takes me back when I first started, I've had been self-employed since 1976, but prior to that, I was a sales rep. I was the first woman selling for Xerox in New Jersey, and I was very successful. And one of the reasons I was successful is that I spent time showing people on paper where, even though the Xerox machine was theoretically more expensive, by the time I showed them productivity and some other factors, I could actually bring the cost into line mm-hmm. to show them in black and white that it was a cost-effective system to acquire. And so it seems to me that you've done the same thing in the medical practice, because that's where you really, when you see it written down in black and white like that, then people can begin to really understand.
Yes, and actually that's one of the things that really impressed me when I went to the conference of their direct primary care physician a few months ago, and there was one of those types of presentations, just the numbers, just seeing that black and white on the screen. It just really makes a big difference.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. That's really awesome. So talk about that. That's another thing that I find when I do a lot of counseling of small business owners, and I'm always amazed at how many of them don't realize that there are professional associations that they can join and also attend maybe their conferences. They don't even know they exist. And so in your industry, you do have that association?
The association is in the process of being formed, but there are conferences.
There are.
There are different conferences throughout the year in different parts of the country.
That's very good, because if you are able to attend those events, or if they have a website where you can read their articles and their information, and you can connect with other physicians who do what you do, the value is just incredible.
Absolutely, yes.
It's I'm very impressed. In fact, one time we hired the services of somebody in the construction field. It was a unique construction project that we were working on. And the fellow we hired showed that he was a member of a trade association that was focused on the particular type of building construction. And the fact that he was a member of that and also was proactive in the organization really encouraged me to do business with him, because he demonstrated that he truly was sincerely interested in that business and helping people with that skills that he had developed. So being proactive in business today means that you have to, well, you're a lifelong learner, right?
Absolutely.
So that's what you were doing. You
yeah.
were, and the fact that you saw the case study of the numbers, I think, is fabulous. Is that something you would ultimately put on a website? Is that something you could share with people to give them a general idea?
Yeah, so I do small posts almost daily on my Facebook page. So if you want to follow, you'll be able to see there. And, yeah, I'm having presentation again for small business owners. So I think I'm going to put the whole – or I'll probably have a Facebook Live presentation.
Yeah.
And I'll be able to share the slides during that.
You know what you could do? If it's a SlideShare is another website that people sometimes use, mm-hmm. and I've used it, where I put together a PowerPoint presentation and put it on SlideShare, which was free. Mm-hmm. And then if I wanted to walk somebody through the information about the product or service that I had in those PowerPoints, they could actually go online and take a look at it, and I could walk them through it.
Okay, as they were doing it,
called SlideShare. And that might be a place where you could put that kind of information. And then this way, if you have a one-on-one with somebody or a small group, mm-hmm. you could actually show it. Actually, if you were doing a lunch and learn, you could log in through the internet with your Wi-Fi and be able to show that, as opposed to actually taking the program on your computer. You could actually access the internet and just have a lot of companies have projectors in their conference rooms. But that's kind of an interesting point of view too. There's the technology today is going to be is a huge help to you that maybe years ago you wouldn't have had those advantages. So, and who knows what's coming down the pike, technology wise. We have some sponsors to listen to, and then we're going to be coming back.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what. You sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provide sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
This is Teachable Moments in Business. You just heard a little commercial from Chris Phelan, who's our president, He mentions in the advertisement that there's a great value for businesses to get involved with the chamber. And I personally have been involved in the chamber for, I don't know how many years, 5, 10 years at this point. And you get to meet a lot of people. You learn techniques in business. You learn who you should be reaching out to. You can help other people. In fact, I think in networking, and Tatiana, I think you'll agree with me, in networking today, it's all about helping people. And in that process, you build trust and awareness for your own business, but you're there to help other people. I think that's the first thing you should have a focus on initially. Now, one of the things you mentioned was the concierge medical practice versus the direct patient care, mm-hmm. and I've really never heard of the concierge part of it. So okay. Can you explain what that's all about?
Sure. So some people that heard about direct primary care or concierge confuse them or think that it's the same thing. There is actually a difference. So concierge medicine, first of all, usually the fees are much higher than in direct primary care. And second of all, you really only pay for the access to your physician. They still bill the insurance. I don't think they really provide any savings on medications or blood work. So if your deductible is $6,000 or $7,000, they will still bill you until you reach that deductible. So you're really only paying for the access. Versus in direct primary care, we don't care if you don't have insurance. So if your deductible is $10,000, your fee is your monthly fee plus your low lab costs and medications. And we're very, very transparent with the pricing. They tell you before you get the procedure or before you get a test how much it's going to cost you.
Well, that's an advantage right there, because sometimes people, I'm sure, and I have friends who have been hit with drug costs that they totally were unaware of,
mm-hmm.
and it really sets them back, and they have to rethink the whole idea of even taking some of the medication.
Right.
And yet, if they don't, something bad could happen to them, perhaps. So, well, that's interesting. So, let's see. You. In your outreach, you've decided to have a special program for people that you've been talking to?
Yes, I'm having an open house tomorrow. So it's a great way to start a Valentine's Day. So I'm having, in conjunction with Upper Bex County Chamber of Commerce, and it starts at 9 a.m. We're having a ribbon cutting ceremony at 9:30, and we'll be there until around 12 noon. And if you're welcome to come and see our office, it's a very relaxing environment. As I mentioned before, I try to create a different environment, not a traditional medical practice. And all attendees will be entered for a chance to win one of 10 free months of membership, and there will be a grand prize of 6 free months of membership.
Well, that's really interesting. Now, your address is 8133 Eastern Road?
Correct.
Suite 115. That's also Route 611, I think, isn't it?
It is right in 611, yes.
Yes, and that's in Ottsville.
Correct.
So they can come between the hours of 12, you said
9 and 12.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So you've been letting people know about this,
yes.
Obviously. Getting the word out, and that might be something that you'll do periodically, I would think.
Yeah, that's the goal. I'll be having another open house in a couple of months,
yeah,
and I'll be doing it different times of the day. I understand this time we had to do it in the morning because of their Chamber of Commerce schedule, but I'll be having some in the evening so more people can come.
When they come to your practice as an introduction to it tomorrow, do they leave with some paperwork or brochures, anything that you've mm-hmm. created for them to take with them?
Yes. Yes, there'll be some information available.
They will. And then maybe they'll get extra copies to pass out to their friends
absolutely.
And their relatives. So, mm-hmm. yeah, because you want your patients and in a marketing sense, we talk about evangelists, people that are going to tell others about your service, and you want to give them the tools to do that. In fact, if you ever have a chance to study WAMA, there's an organization called WAMA, Word of Mouth Marketing Association, and on that website they give you suggestions on how to get people to talk you up, because you want to get that using the word viral viral advantage that people talk about your business. So give them the tools and give them the words that they can use to explain to someone what the value would be for them to check out your practice. So what's the phone number for your practice?
So the phone number is 267-454-6896.
Okay. So let's go back. I'm going to ask you to give that information again before we conclude. We have a few more minutes here. But can you share with us some comments that you may have heard from people that you have served? What's the feedback that you're getting from patients so far?
So everybody's really surprised to just different approach.
Yeah.
Just the time that I'm able to spend with them and the attention that they're able to get. I'm able to provide a lot of collaboration with the other specialists. So it's really, really, the feedback has been really positive.
Yeah. So the feedback, that kind of thing, have you been able to put any kind of testimonials on your website, or are you planning to do that?
I'm planning to do that. I haven't done it yet.
Mm-hmm. I'm impressed by how proactive you've been in doing a lot of marketing exposures, and the way you're handling this sounds really very professional. I'm very impressed. You've obviously put an awful lot into this, and I think I know you'll do well. That's for sure.
Thank you.
So and of course in the future you're welcome to come back to be interviewed again, because you can maybe give us an update in another 6 months or so.
Yeah.
So before we conclude today, if you can again just share with us your location, how to get hold of you, and any other final tips.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So I'm located in Ottsville, Pennsylvania, 8133 Eastern Road, Suite 115. It's right on Route 611. It's right inside the Life Storage, their office building. You can call me 267-454-6896. You can send an email, info@optimalhealthdpc.com, or you can go to my website, www.optimalhealthdpc.com, and leave me a message right there.
Okay, and that's I appreciate that. And Ottsville, by the way, I know the name Ottsville. I know it's on 611, but is it north or south of another landmark that people will know how to find it?
It's really about halfway between Easton and Doylestown.
Okay.
And it's right next to Nacogdoches State Park.
Oh, okay. So that's
a very few minutes from there.
Yeah, all right. Well, I want to thank you again for being here today, and for those of you who are joining or listening to our program, I hope you'll come back again next week. Next week, I expect to be able to put on a little show and tell with some marketing tactics that you would be able to use. I'm a certified guerrilla marketing coach, and there are a lot of tactics that one can use that fall in the guerrilla category, which means they're low cost, no cost. And so I'll be holding them up to the camera, and I hope that you'll come next week. And I'll be here on that's February 20th from 3 to 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, and we've had the pleasure of having Tatiana Aroli, who is a wonderful physician, a doctor of osteopathic medicine, and she offers alternatives to you that you probably have never had the opportunity to explore. So I'll see you again next week.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
President Trump calls for a solution on DACA, meeting with members of Congress today, saying he wants to protect Dreamers but also tighten immigration rules and build a border wall. Republicans agree with that proposal, while Democrats only want a path to citizenship for Dreamers. It's tense in the Middle East as our Secretary of State pays a visit.
The escalation of military clashes against Israel by the Iranian regime comes as Secretary of State Rex Tillerson lands in the Middle East to speak with Turkish leaders and discuss rebuilding efforts in Iraq. There is no word yet on whether Tillerson will address Iran's military infiltration in the region, which poses a direct threat to U.S. allies such as Israel or the Kurds, who have been targets of Iranian and Turkish military campaigns in Syria and Iraq.
That's Jennifer Breeden. Mainstream media outlets continue praising Kim Jong-un's sister at the 2018 Winter Olympics, commenting on her elegant demeanor and smile, but experts warn against that as she heads the regime's propaganda initiative, which has brainwashed its people. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world.